It's time for our next round of speakers and this morning's soil carbon dynamics session. Our next presenter is Javier Gonzalez from the USDA Agricultural Research Service, presenting changes in soil lignin by the conversion of forest to silvopastoral systems in the hill lands of Appalachia.
Thank you for attending this session. I'm going to present today some of the work that we are still in progress. And to me, this is kind of excited type of research because we are trying to establish some silvopastoral systems in our region. So since I know this is international meeting, I want just to show where we're located at in the U.S. We're in the eastern part of the United States, and we're in West Virginia, and we're in the southern part of West Virginia. So we have our typical forest, which we have some of these maples, oaks, and some of the magnolia family trees. And again, I said that we want to establish silvopastoral systems in these forests because we're talking small farms in our case, small farmers. So we're talking about 50 acres or less on average. And agriculture is not the main activity for these farmers. So we want to implement the income for them. In this picture, I have the forest and the typical silvopastoral systems in which we graze mostly for sheep, and we have also the conventional pasture next to it. And this is one typical farm that we own. And this is a better picture of these systems. Here in the back, we have the forest. And here we have our silvopastoral systems in which we establish some of the forages for these animals. And here we have a pasture. One of the biggest questions I have for some of the scientists that are pushing these silvopastoral systems is that how do we decide which trees to cut? Because we go to these farms and thin the forest. But right now, the way we select the trees is by the amount of light they're going to allow for the forages. So we don't take into account the species of the tree. And these trees are so different in terms of chemical composition. And I'm interested in the long-term impact of this silvopastoral system, especially the type of species of the trees that we're cutting. For instance, right now in West Virginia and pretty much the whole northern states, we have the autumn, so we have leaves coming into the ground and probably the whole west rest of the fall. And winter, we're going to have some organic matter decomposition. So we're going to have a lot of inputs for these leaves. And why we should care about trees and why we should care about the species of the tree. For instance, this is a tea from some of the leaves of this type of this species. And here we have the red maple. This is a yellow poplar. This is not real poplar. It's from the magnolia family. And these are the white oaks. So just by the color, they are so different. We did the fluorescence of these teas. And as you may also see in these pictures of these they're so different, at least from some of the components they have. Once we also did that elemental analysis of this tea, and by far poplar has higher amounts of potassium and calcium and magnesium compared to the red maple and white oak. Besides that, we have a hydrologist in our area, in our lab, and he had some lysimeters in these systems. And when he did analyze that dissolved organic carbon coming from these systems, there's a lot of difference too. We got a lot of DOC coming from the silvopastoral systems, in which we have a lot of what they call protein-like compounds and some of the fulvic-like compounds. And probably just a little bit of the humic-like versus the forest and the pasteurized are less. So there's some differences of chemical, from the chemical elemental composition. We have also basic chemical difference in chemical composition, and also we have some leaching of the DOC. So to me, this is very important to study how this establishment of silvopastoral systems is going to change our soils in the long term. So for that, I want to analyze, for instance, how the lignin has been changing in our soils. So what we did was to go and collect soils and leaves in the ground in the autumn of 2009. As I mentioned, this is a work in progress. So last week and this week, we went to, some people there went and collect soils again and leaves. So, and we have in our sites, two sites. So we collect our soils and leaf samples from two sites. One is dominated by white oak and the other one dominated by yellow poplar. Also, we collect soils from two matching silvopastoral systems. One silvopastoral system is under the white oak, and this silvopastoral system is 7 years old. And silvopastoral system from under the yellow poplar is only 1 year old. And the open pasture is about 40 years old. So basically, the forage in the pasture and the forage in the silvo, they were seeded for orchard grass and perennial ryegrass and white clover. And these systems, as I mentioned before, silvo and pasture are grazed by usually by sheep. Oh, we have sheep in there. And the next slides I'm going to present, you're going to see open or you're going to see just graze oak or graze poplar. So bear in mind when I say graze, I mean silvo under poplar or silvo under oak. And when I mention open, it's going to be the open pasture. So basically what we did was a typical lignin hydrolysis of our soils and the leaves, and we used that alkaline hydrolysis using copper oxide. And in our case, we use a microwave technique by Heyman Schmidt 2007. And we followed their procedure, which basically they add an internal standard cyanamic acid and titrate to pH 2, and purify the phenolics for using a C18 solid phase extraction. And we de-analyzed for HPOC. Let's talk about some of the properties of these soils. As you may imagine, the soils, original soils, are acidic from 4.4 to 4.6. And for the grays, our silvopastoral systems are relatively higher than the forest because we do lime every 2-3 years, and also we apply fertilizer, nitrogen, for instance, and phosphorus. So the pH is from 5.7 to 6.3, and the open pH is 6.2. Open also receives lime and also receives some nitrogen and phosphorus. CC, as also you imagine, these are forest soils, they are relatively low, but when we increase the pH, as you may expect, also we increase the CC. Clay, there are between 12 to 22% of the clay organic matter. It ranges from 2.4 to 4. Total nitrogen from 0.19 to 0.24. And the ratio carbon nitrogen are from 12 to 18. Now let's talk about phenolics. What we did for this total phenolics, I did not mention that procedure, but what we did was to do the typical torophenolics by the Prussian blue, which supposedly measures all the phenolics independently of the source. But one of the problems with this torophenolics is also can give you false results when you have some, for instance, ascorbic acid and some of these type of compounds. So anyways, we see that we have the, in red we have the soil and the blue is the plant. So sure, we don't have much of the phenolics and the poplars as we might expect, but the torophenolics in the soil is relatively high, whereas forest oak, soil and plant are so similar. Grace oak are higher for the soil versus the plant, and the open, at least for the soils, are lower. Now let's talk about the toro lignin. And when I say toro lignin, I'm talking the sum of the cinnamyl, syringyl, and vanillyl groups. And this is for the plants. Now we have that the forest poplar is relatively higher than the grace poplar, whereas the grace oak and the forest oak are very similar. If we do want to take the individual groups, let's we see there are some differences in the grace poplar and the forest poplar. They are relatively higher for the cinnamyl groups than the oak. And we see the same thing for the syringyl, but not for the vanillyl groups. Now, also we did the typical ratios that you see in literature, which as the syringyl vanillyl ratios, which if it's greater than zero, that tells you that you have presence of angiosperm tissue. If you have the cinnamyl vanillyl ratios greater than zero, that implies that you have presence of non-Gudi material. And last, you have the acid aldehyde ratios that, and it's greater than 0.5, that tells you this lignin is fresher or younger. So we'll see here again for the poplar, we have higher ratios of syringyl vanillyl groups. And also we see the same thing with cinnamyl vanillyl groups. And not much difference, at least for the acid aldehyde groups. But again, this is our plan, so I don't expect much difference in this acid aldehyde. But what I want to pay attention to is to the soils, because we have some differences in there. There's a toro lignin in soils. Now, we have a higher toro lignin in the grace than the oak. Not much difference between the poplar, but we have some differences in the oak. You notice open again is lower and relatively similar to the forest oak. Now, if we break down this lignin into cinnamyl, syringyl, and vanillyl, we have some differences again, and which we have higher now for the open for the cinnamyl. And what I can want to show here is that for grace poplar and grace oak, we have higher amounts of syringyl. For vanillyl, we have a higher content now in the grace oak and lower for the open. The ratios. Now, this is kind of interesting to me. Grace oak and grace poplar, we have higher ratios for a syringyl vanillyl group, which again, that is the presence of angiosperm tissue. And we have a lower in the forest oak. Now we talk about the cinnamyl vanillyl group, which implies non-Gudi material. No surprise that open has the higher ratio. I didn't see much difference in the grace and forest oak in here. Now, if we look the acid-aldehyde ratios, which tells you if we have fresher lignin, we can notice right away that open is highest versus grays, oak and grays, purple are lower. So that implies that we have some differences when we convert the forest into silvopastoral systems. With the further, and we did also fractionation of the fulvic and humic acids of these soils. And we saw also differences on the amount of humic acid. We have higher amount of grays in the gray systems than the forest, and open was in the middle of them. So definitely we have some differences. And also I noticed that species may play a role in our systems, but as I mentioned before, this work is in progress and we're still collecting samples, and we have more analysis to do on here. My summary or my conclusion is that sure, we have some changes in soil organic matter quality. We see that we have fresh lignin and silvopastoral systems. And we saw, as we might expect, the older lignin in pasture, because pasture has been for 40 years in our systems, and we increase the humic acids in our silvopastoral systems. So management, tree species matters, yes, to me, yes. Now, are these changes meaningful? What will happen 10, 5, 10, 20 years? I'm not sure. It's a question that I have, and that's it. Thank you.